Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 20th, 2023. We're going to talk about a difficult subject, I think, for a lot of people. They just don't understand their various transitions through and in and out of their lives. They don't understand why their moods, their interests, and things change as they go along in life. A lot of it has to do with what Robert Sapolsky talks about in Behave, that their chemicals are changing in their body, and it is true, especially in their brain. So we're going to look at something. I have a wonderful email here from Harris. That is his first name. And he lives in Washington State and listens to us via the website here at aspire.org. And I am grateful for that. And here's what he writes. Mr. Penn, I like that. Always call me Greg. I don't know anything, come to find out, and I'm very shocked. What I thought I knew, I didn't know. What I knew I knew has become obsolete. What should I know about my life? Harrison. Harrison, this is a one in a million question. And most people never ask me anything this profound. And I want you to know how I respect your insight and your question. It is very intelligent. It is true. Most of the time when we are growing up in our formative years, as they call it, we have different chemicals going on in our body, different impulses from our body. And it comes from basic DNA, and it is to reproduce and survive. So everything is around reproduction and survival. That's how we all work, whether we know it or not. We try to camouflage it or suppress it, because if we really allowed it to have its way, it gets, hectic and crazy. In the world, Harrison, that we are in currently, and I say this in the temperament of the collective unconscious that is bathing in the Kali Yuga right now, with all that being said, we're under the siege of what would be called ultimate survival. We fight to survive. We do all sorts of crazy things. There are people out there that do very assumptive, very mean-spirited things. I could name names, but I'm not going to. But they're all out there, and they're influencers on society and culture. And in doing so, this usually has something to do with finances and has to do with being mean-spirited and trying to get all that a person can at any level, whether it be legal or illegal. I think most people admire wealth. They admire the ability to have as much money as they can get or have, either legitimately or not in the legitimate realm. And they think that that is where happiness is. And most people are geared towards being happy. And a part of that is in the reproduction, getting married, finding a mate, making babies, things like that. Although I have read that population is decreasing, especially in Japan. Real interesting things going on there, but I digress and I'm not going there. So the thing that you must understand, okay, there are things you need to know. The point of view that you have right now will not be the point of view you will have in 7 to 10 years. Every 7 years, our body changes, our chemistry changes, endorphins change, our oxytocins change. There are lots of chemicals in our body, the serotonins, the all sorts of genetic things start to occur, and you will become more and more like your parents, more and more confined to the body. the key that you need to know, Harrison, is do not framework your life around your body. Don't allow your body to dictate to you what you can and cannot do, who you are, the perspective you may have about your life. Do not allow your body to dictate to you via hormones, your testosterone, since you are a male. Do not allow these things to influence you. The thing that 99 9/10 of what most people won't do is develop something outside their body, a presence outside of their body, a means outside their body. This requires consciousness. And if you have no sense of consciousness nor any interest in consciousness, then you will be relegated to the collective unconscious and your body, and it will be your universe, your human body. And this is a terrible mistake that a lot of people make simply because they have no interest in anything beyond the complications of their body and the reproductive organs they have in order to sustain what they think of as a happy life. People think that meaning comes from emotion. Harrison, meaning does not come from emotion. People think that meaning comes from the moods or the tendencies of the human brain and body towards wanting security and thinking that financial and emotional security with another person relationship is everything. It is not. We do not rise above our bodies. And because we refuse to do this, we may even think that it is impossible to do it, but it isn't. We create for ourselves many complications. The complications of living in this world, just having a mate, having children, the things that we are told we should do that will make us happy won't make us happy. Happiness is a quality of consciousness. It is not something you derive out of the world or from the human body. Now, with all this being said, I know I am a lone voice in the wilderness, and I totally understand that, and I know that it probably doesn't make any sense to you or mean anything to you what I just said, and it will be because you listen to me from your hormones, you listen to me from your chemicals, your body, and it is saying, I must survive, I must survive. And it wants you to believe that you do not have an expiration date stamped on your life, that you will die one day. And I do a lot of hospice, and I can tell you that most people suffer greatly and grievously from how they acted and the way they lived when they were younger that fortified how they were going to approach their old age. Don't take for granted the meaning of your life. Don't think that you know that meaning based and sustained on the effort of your humanity. If you do, you will fall into the rigors of the collective unconscious, and you're going to find it very difficult to find deep, profound meaning, a meaning that you can take with you through death. And most people don't even want to think about that, so they don't do anything meaningful. They falter all around in their life wanting love and respect and happiness and all of that as a foregone conclusion of the efforts they make in the outer world, which is totally erroneous. It is not true. This is not the way it works. The real meaning of your life is to discover the heart, the real heart, the loving heart, the state of the heart that is derived from consciousness. And if you are willing to do that, Harrison, lots of interesting things will happen, and you will truly be on a very profound journey in this world. I hope that helped you. I really do. And I want to thank you for your very kind email. is very sweet. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Harrison, and all of you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.